That an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, the traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today on behalf of our community build a vibrant future together.
That's correct. Councillor Clark is our only apology this evening.
Okay. Disclosures of interest this evening, councillors. Are there any disclosures of interest this evening?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I will report that there is one. So you'll note that we have a new conflict of interest declaration form, and I can provide you with copies of those. But I have declared an interest in what is item 7.7 this evening, with regards to the tender for the contract management and operation of the swimming pools, with both of my children being employees of the current operator.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, but you don't get a vote.
That's true.
So I
discussed that with the general manager. However, he feels that he should remove himself from discussion entirely.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll move on to confirmation of the minutes. Councillors, can I have a mover for confirmation of the minutes? Councillor Baker, seconder. Councillor Moore, are there any corrections or anything you want to discuss with regard to the minutes, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carry. Okay, so we'll move on to 6.0, a mayoral minute. So we do have a mayoral minute. It's about the damaging increase in emergency services levy costs. Now, the background to this, I'll read out, but councillors, I'm sure you're all aware. I call on all councillors to support the representations of the New South Wales Government in response to the highly damaging increase in the Emergency Services Levy, ESL. This has been imposed on all councils without warning for the 2023-2024 financial year. The ESL is a cost imposed on councils and insurance policy holders to fund the emergency services budget in New South Wales. The majority is paid as part of insurance premiums, with a further 11.7% funded by councils and 14.6% by the New South Wales Government. The ESL represents cost shifting at its worst. It is imposed on councils without any mechanism for councils to recover the costs. The levy increase for the state's 128 councils in 2023-2024 amounts to almost $77 million, with the total cost imposed on the local government sector increasing from $143 million in the current financial year to $219 million next year. This represents an increase of 53.1%, completely dwarfing the IPART baseline rate peg of 3.7% for the 2023-2024 year and Council's rate increase of 3.7%. Reporting suggests that the increase in cost this year reflects a 73% increase in the state emergency services budget and an 18.5% funding increase to Fire and Rescue New South Wales. The impact of these large increases on councils' finances were particularly severe in 2023-2024 as a result of the New South Wales Government deciding to scrap the subsidy for the ESL payments. For many councils, the unexpected cost hit will absorb almost all of their IPART approved rate rise for this year and in some cases absorb more than 100%. This is placing local government budgets under enormous pressure as they struggle from the combined impact of the pandemic, extreme weather events, high inflation and wage increases. IPART approved rates rises are intended to compensate for the impacts of inflation and increases in council costs. Instead, the rate increase will have to largely be diverted to the significant higher ESL payments this year. New South Wales Council will have no option other than to make cuts to infrastructure and service expenditure. For council, the ESL has increased by $187,539 for the 2023-2024 year, bringing the total council contribution to $666,805. This amounts to 72% of the expected increase in rate income for the 2023-2024. If the New South Wales Government's decision is not reversed, the potential impacts on council services, infrastructure, maintenance and delivery, including road maintenance, parks and gardens and sporting facilities maintenance and public facilities maintenance, will be in strife. The timing of this development is particularly challenging for councils as it comes so late in the local government budgeting cycle, well after IFAR's rate determination for the coming financial year. All councils strongly support a well-funded emergency services sector and the critical contribution of emergency services workers and volunteers, many of whom are councillors and council staff. However, it is essential that these services be supported through an equitable, transparent and sustainable funding model. Local Government New South Wales has raised the serious concerns of local government sector with the New South Wales Government and is seeking the support of councils across New South Wales in amplifying this advocacy. This mayoral minute recommends that council call on New South Wales Government to take immediate action to A. Restore the ESL subsidy, B. Decouple the ESL from the rate peg to enable councils to recover the full cost, and C. Develop a fairer, more transparent and financially sustainable method of funding critically important emergency services. So I've got a recommendation here, councillors. The recommendation is that council writes to 1. The Treasurer, the Minister for Emergency Services, the Minister of Local Government and the local state member. A. Expressing council's strong opposition to the New South Wales Government's last minute decision to impose an enormous emergency services levy ESL cost increase on councils for 2023-2024 by scrapping the ESL subsidy for councils at a time after council has publicly advertised its operational plan and annual budget to the community. B. Noting that as a consequence of the unannounced 73% increase in state emergency services budget and an 18% increase in the Fire and Rescue New South Wales budget, Council's 3.7% rate increase to provide essential community services and infrastructure has been significantly eroded. C. Advising that the Government's decision may lead to a reduction in important local services and the cancellation of necessary infrastructure projects. D. Calling on the New South Wales Government to take immediate action to 1. Restore the ESL subsidy for 2023-2024. 2. Urgently introduce legislation to decouple the ESL from the rate peg to enable councils to recover the full cost. And 3. Develop a fairer, more transparent and financially sustainable method of funding a critically important emergency services in consultation with local government. 2. Chair of the Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal, IPART, advising that council's forced emergency services contribution is manifestly disproportionate in 2023-2024 rate cap, which has resulted in additional financial stress. And 3. President of Local Government New South Wales seeking the Association's ongoing advocacy to bring about relief in the burden of Council's emergency services contribution. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, you would be the mover.
Oh, I'm the mover. Can I have a seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Lord. I'll speak to this. This is horrendous, right? We all know how bad this is. We can't afford $187,000. What the hell's going on? What are they thinking? This is cost shifting. We've seen it before, but we've never seen it this bad. It's terrible. And we've really got to take a stand on this. It's so important. So I'm asking for your support tonight. Councillor Law, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah, I'd like to think council has been on this particular matter for many years, basically trying to actually get the state government to fund it. A few years ago, they were proposing that it be an actually separate levy on rate notices, and I believe that's another suggestion we should be actually putting to the government effectively, that the emergency service or the levy be part on the rate notices as a separate
line item,
because effectively that was happening about 3 or 4 years ago, and then they abandoned it. I just believe it benefits those people, everybody, to have this levy. But I totally think it should be actually a separate line item on the rate notices and not come under council's rate payments.
Oh, I completely agree, Councillor Lord. Look, we all recognise the wonderful job the emergency services people do, and there's no doubt that they need funding to do that. But the burden, this burden just shouldn't be falling on council, particularly with no way of recouping the costs. Now, as Councillor Lord suggested, if it was put on the rate notice, we could charge it through to the ratepayer, and it'd be noted that it was going to the emergency services levy, I think that would be a much fairer way of doing it.
Oh, well, I would support Councillor Lord in an amendment to have that as a
point for
added to the
additional point.
Have we mentioned that in the decoupling? Does that come into the
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. The decoupling is that intention that it be a separate line item on the rates notice. Yeah. Because at the moment, emergency services is funded through insurance premiums. There's a levy on your various insurance premiums and obviously the charge to council as well. So the intention of the past, which Councillor Lord refers to, was cancelled practically at 9 minutes of the last minute to midnight.
Yeah.
Councils were ready to roll it out, and it would have been a separate line item on rates notices. And I can't recall what it was, but the government backed away from it at the last minute.
So where is it in this proposal?
It's in the decoupling. You'll see.
Okay,
urgently introduce legislation to decouple the ESL from the rate peg to enable councils to recover the full cost.
That's decoupling from the rate peg. I'm simply saying it should be
a
separate line.
No, we're saying put it in a separate line on.
Yeah.
Line. That's quite
slightly. We can capture that in the language of of the letter.
I don't like, that doesn't do it enough for me. I want to say it stated clearly.
If you'd like, well, we can do that. We can add that to the recommendation.
The word D3. That's the intent of D3, about developing a fairer, more transparent method of funding it.
For example,
if we explain all that in it, that decouple it and have a separate line.
For example, let's add to that. So develop a fairer, more transparent
and
financially stable method of funding, critically important for emergency services and consultations
with
local government. For example, a separate line item on our rates notice. How about that?
On all rate notices, and as I said, as General Manager expressed, few years ago, they decoupled at the last minute because of pressures for many of the city councils, because effectively, I think it was the lobby from the building situation, because under the insurances and the premiums, it was going to be covered. A lot more people were going to pay a lot more money.
Councillor Baker.
Well, that was my question. What's this going to do if we get reductions or decoupling to our actual insurance policies? Where is that going to lead to? Because that's where it'll go in the.
Well, I think that's a separate issue, isn't it, Mr. Gentleman?
But they'll still want the money to raise the money somewhere.
What we're asking for is the figures will remain the same, but what we're asking for is just that. This particular cost, rather than be borne as far as council's budget goes, it'll be put as a separate line item, and then it'll be charged through to the ratepayers, and it'll be noted on their rate notice that this is not money coming to council, this is money going to pay for the emergency services.
And it would be apportioned at the same percentage across your shire as your rates would be apportioned.
I would presume so.
Yeah. So do we need that, or we just want to include? Do I need to state that as part of the recommendation, or?
If that's the preference of councillors,
would you like us to include that as an amendment before we put the motion?
Yeah,
I think the general feeling is we'd like to have that as an extra separate line item.
Okay. All right.
I would suggest then that would be item D4.
Yeah.
The council
council's request that this be put as a separate line item in their rates notices and the charges passed through to their rate payers.
Yeah.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. So we can maintain a level of infrastructure.
Have we got any idea what other councils are?
Bruce, they'll all be doing the same thing.
You reckon they're not?
They'll all be doing exactly the same thing. There's no council, I doubt whether there'd be any council in New South Wales, whatever political bent it may be, wouldn't be objecting to this.
Yeah, but what are we, could I ask a question? What are we doing? I mean, it's one thing writing a letter and it gets shelled. What action has been taken? We all know it's bad and blah, blah, blah.
Well, we'll take action through the appropriate bodies we've got access to. We've got access to country mayors, we've got access to local government New South Wales. And we'll be pushing it through those lobby.
Yeah, but okay.
Lobby.
So, what have every county mayors achieved for us? What Government New South Wales.
One thing we've got out of Country Mayors and Local Government New South Wales, one thing, and it's worth a lot to the Shire. Now, I part determined that the way rates were calculated for our mine out at Lake Cowal were going to change, and we were potentially going to lose $750,000 in income per annum, which amounts to about $30 million over the life of the mine. Now, we lobbied through Country Mayors and we lobbied through Local Government New South Wales, and we stopped that legislation from going through. And as a result of that, we saved the Shire over $30 million. So the effectiveness of Country Mayors and Local Government New South Wales, I think they've proved their worth. So that's the way we'll go. And they are our lobby groups. So that's one thing that one result we've had through them. Anyway, are there any further comments regarding the ESL? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Right. So it's unanimous. It's carried unanimously. Okay, move over to Section 1, Office of the General Manager, 7.1, the monthly status report. It's all there for you, councillors. Are there any observations, questions? I'll get that, yep. If they're not, can I have a mover?
Yep.
The recommendation that council receive and note the monthly status report for council meeting actions May 2023. Councillor Lord, seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Fennell. Councillor Lord, would you like to discuss
no,
it?
No, I think it basically read there everything's.
Okay, very good.
Order.
Councillor Fennell, would you like to discuss
yeah,
it? No. Alright, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Alright, I declare it carried. We'll move over to Section 2, the Corporate and Community Services, 7.2, Finance Investment Report for April 2023. Figures are all there, councillors. Are there any questions? There's a recommendation there. One, that council receive and note the information contained within the finance and investment report for the month of April 2023. And two, that council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 April to 30th April 2023, as summarised in the account summary totalling $4,594,949.11. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Baker, Councillor Moore. Are there any questions, Councillor Baker?
No.
No, Councillor Moore?
No.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, declare it carried. We'll move over to 7.3, the budget review. Now, what page have I got to get to for the recommendation?
22.
Okay. The recommendation of the Mayor is one, that the officer's report be received and noted, and two, that the Council endorses the statement acknowledging the financial position is considered satisfactory. Can I have a mover? Councillor Moore, second to Councillor Keighley. Discussions, councillors? Councillor Moore?
No.
Councillor Keighley?
No.
Anybody else?
No, I'm just going to say, all I can say is if there's only those two little variations in it, then not a problem.
Good. Okay, very good. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right.
Declare it carried. Okay, 7.4, adoption of the IPNR documentation and the 2023-2024 revenue policy. Okay, there's a recommendation there that Blanshire Council adopts the revised operational plan, including the budget for the 2023-2024 financial year, in accordance with S405 of the Local Government Act 1993. The revenue policy, including schedule of fees and charges for the 2023-2024 financial year, and the statement of rating structure and their respective short names as contained in the operational plan 2023-2024, and make the ordinary rate and charges, including sewer charges, domestic and trade waste management charges, pursuant to Section 494 and Section 496 of the Local Government Act 1993, and waste management levy pursuant to Section 501 of the Local Government Act 1993, as detailed in the tables below. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Keighley, seconder, Councillor Fennell. Councillor Keighley, would you like to speak?
No, I've got nothing to add there.
Councillor Fennell?
Nothing.
No. Okay. Any other councillors like to comment?
Any other situation I couldn't find this. We don't have to set the stormwater levy. It's not on there.
Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's a very good point, which I must admit, we've missed.
Okay.
Mr. Engineer won't have to answer it.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll bring that as a separate report to the next council meeting.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the stormwater levy is in the revenue policy.
Does it have to be? I'm not sure if it has to be set as a rate or it's just a.
It's only in the town area.
Independently identified.
It's on page 20 or 40.
I just couldn't find it when I was.
It's listed there at $25 for urban residential land and $25 per 350 square metre or part thereof for urban business land.
It's in the revenue policy.
So it's there.
I missed it too much.
Okay. All right, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
No.
Declare it carried. We'll move over to 7.5 minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 9th of March 2023. There's a recognition there that the minutes of the Blanshire Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee held on the 9th of March 2020 be received and noted. Can I have a mover? Councillor Keatley, seconder. Councillor Moore. Are there any discussions, councillors? Anything you want to know? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. So move over to 7.6 on page 210. Okay, 7.6, endorsement of the Barmen and Community Committee, a section 355 Committee of Council. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the minutes of the Barmen Community Committee held on Wednesday, 5th of April 2023, and to endorse the Barmen and Community Committee members in accordance with the Acting Director Corporate and Community Services report for the probationary period of 3 months. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley, seconder. Councillor Baker. Right, Councillor Keatley, would you like to?
I think we've got to give it a try. A lot of us don't know these people, but
no.
That's beside the point.
This is the 355 committee we're talking about.
Mm. Yeah.
That's right.
Councillor Baker?
Yeah, well, I was at the meeting and there is possibly questions, but at this stage we have to give them a trial. Yeah.
Councillor McGinn, do you want to speak to it?
I'm at the meeting and we've got no option
between
doing
it. Very good. Any other councillors like to comment? No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right.
Aye. Declare it carried. So I'll move over to 215, section 3. Technical services, 7.7. The tender for contract management and operation of Holland Park Swimming Pool, West Wylong and Ungary Swimming Pool.
Can I move that this be held over to the confidential section because some of the queries may relate to the finances in the confidential briefing?
Yes, you can. Have I got a seconder for that? Councillor Moore. Okay, I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that carried. So we'll move that to the confidential section of council. So move over to... Okay, move over to section 4, report through information. Can I have a mover and a seconder to adopt these reports? Okay, Councillor Fennell, Councillor Keatley, we'll move through them one by one. So 7.8, Blanshire Library monthly update. Doing a great job as usual. Any corrections? Anything we need to discuss, councillors?
The biggest morning tea, that's on the 25th.
Yeah, okay.
There was an invite there for the councillors, so I guess we should try.
We should try and get there. Very good, we will.
Yeah.
We'll move over to 7.9, Children's Services, April update. If not, we'll move on to 7.10, Technical Services Report. We have the
a question, if I may, just regarding the car park, the Bernardi car park. We now lease that to Bernardi, don't we? Yeah. I just had heard that there'd been another incident there where a lady had tripped over a blard or whatever. She tripped over and she's actually sustained quite a nasty fracture to her arm.
I've heard that.
I don't know whether she was...
She broke her elbow.
She was thinking about reporting it, but and I thought, well, she should at least let Bernardi's know that she sustained an injury, but I didn't think it was us, council, anymore.
No, they
don't. They're probably over the internal part of the car.
With them, if I may, with them leasing that from us, have we got like some type of duty of to maintain it?
The duty to maintain it is set out in the lease documents, which is on the landowner, which I'm not sure who the actual landowner of it is, but yeah, there's obligations in there for them of what they've got to maintain. So
yeah.
I'll have a look at it, and if there's anything outstanding,
there's just some of those nudge type things that they're supposed to go up to. A lot of those are in quite bad
disrepair.
I've had time to notice that.
They're falling apart.
You satisfied with that?
Thank you.
Can I ask a question? Do we have any limit on how long you can park on the main street, or is it 2 hours, is it?
It's written on
the truth. I'd have to look at the signs.
It's 2 hours.
There is an incident of a disagreement between businesses, and employees in one business are parking almost the full day in front
of the main street. The issue's come up before.
This is not only is it inconvenient for that business that's playing weights and whatever, but it's also very inconvenient for other people who want to use the main street to come and
shop.
Do their shopping. Look, maybe we've got to get some clarification of this. I think it happens there are.
Well, I find it in front of my store because of accommodation facilities.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
wrong.
People that are parked in front of my store
and this
for
is
two
wrong.
Or 3 days.
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't there some sort of enforcement officer they were bringing over from Temora to do a...
I just think this...
stage there, I was led to believe there was... Because they didn't want anyone in town doing it. They brought a guy over from Temora who was enforcing it. It was fairly random, it wasn't a regular thing, but he was going over and just going through the car parks and stuff and doing checks.
I know when, through you, Mr. Mayor, when I would live at Cooma, we used to share
urban legend.
We used to which?
In Cooma, they shared a traffic officer with three other communities.
That's a good idea.
And he might be 2 days one week, he might be 1 day next week. He would vary between those. You wouldn't know when he was going to be there.
That's a good idea
here. With the amount of accommodation, a residential stuff that is in the main street, it is very seriously becoming a problem for businesses to get their adequate service that they should have of parking in front of their shop.
Well, and treating the blisters that are there.
Yeah,
that's right. Councillor Baker?
It's just through Mr. Mayor, the director, is there any idea when you might be able to do something on the Golden Hills Road?
I'd have to get back to you on that sort of time frame.
One of those trees down the end received a coat of paint on Sunday morning.
Right.
It could have been a lot worse.
I'll just have a look at it.
Back to this other thing, can we sort of do something like get some... I mean, I don't know. Do something.
You want us to look into it?
Yes.
Okay. We'll
take you on. It came up in the past, and we decided that we weren't going to get someone in to start charging people, but we can always go and do it. When the old urban myth was they were going to get someone, it's council. It's up to us to get someone to go.
And the thing
out.
Is, there's so much more accommodation now than in the main street than there was when we talked about it before.
What about some of our local, like you said,
councillors, we might get some further information on this issue and then take it to a workshop and have a good discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Right, are there any further questions?
Can you add this to it?
Right.
I thought there's more and more accommodation happening in businesses in the main street. Now, I thought that was in our LEP, that's business area. I don't know. Was it business residential or what is it? Where empty shops are being turned into accommodation. And I can understand it happening, but...
It's still zone commercial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still zone commercial. I think...
Well, how can it be commercial with the whole building's got flats in it? Or that, someone lives in it?
Well, I think it's in a commercial area. Can you
have
a
look
at that? Yeah, again, I'd have to take that on notice.
We'll take that on notice, sure. Councillor McGlynn. We'll look into that
I
first.
I believe... the one that Emmerich used to be in.
It could be across the road.
Yes.
Anyway, take it on notice. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Are there any further questions regarding roads and maintenance, Councillor?
Can I just say...
Yes, Councillor
Moore. The road tour was interesting, and I got a bit out of it, but it probably could have been a little shorter. And a bit smoother. But anyway...
I think they were just trying to give you a comprehensive view.
We definitely got that. Being a new councillor... what Ray and Grandad imparted on the trip about the actual roads, what is...
Yeah, that was really good.
I found that interesting because, I'm not an engineer. So I thought it was... I found that interesting. But as I said, we could have...
It was a bit long.
It was a big day.
Right,
my kidneys don't forgive you.
He could... Councillor Moore could not walk for 2 weeks afterwards because he was so scrunched up. But besides that... Thank you very much for your explanation. I've been on those road trips and so has Council Lord, many, many of them, and if you explained it all, the road, what was
very
happening
good.
and
very good. So you're thanking the general manager and the engineer, is that correct,
well,
Councillor McGlynn? Yes. You're thanking the general manager and the engineer?
Yep, I am.
Very good.
I am.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager.
With regard to that, I think there's, when we look at the classification, the road classification in the operational, I think it's the operational plan, I was reading it, and it's a good explanation as to the levels.
I think the road hierarchy could do it.
The road hierarchy is actually...
And how things are done.
And then how things are done. I think it's a very good explanation, and I'd like to think, if anybody asks, that page should be out at the front office. And
very good. Councillor Baker.
When are we going to do the other
But I think I should get a prize.
We'll refer that to Councillor
Hall.
We barely did.
Yeah. Well, it's...
We got a pretty good idea.
Look, we did about 10% of the network, and that took us...
We're only ever
going to
do that.
6 and a bit hours.
Yeah,
we're out
there pretty much all that.
So, but no,
we got an idea, didn't we?
Well, look, the solution might be to let Councillor McGlynn drive. Right? That might shorten it significantly.
Am I getting a prize for the potholes of the
but
year?
But you might need an ambulance to follow. Right? Okay, so there's no further questions regarding technical services. Remember, the 7.11 Development Services Activity Report, April 2023. So, what have we got?
Sorry, I just missed one. on 7.10, sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor, can you just go back?
Yeah.
I just noted there on point 7 about the early warning flood system for Hungary. It's good to see something's getting done with the flood study.
Hmm.
I just thought it worth noting.
And there's a bit more to that early warning system thing too.
Yeah.
I think that I think we need to look into that a bit because ongoing maintenance costs, I think there, isn't there, Mr. Gentleman?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I believe so. Best to refer that to the director.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. That is correct. The actual facilities are owned by Water New South Wales, but because they weren't installed by Water New South Wales, we requested them. We're now responsible for the ongoing maintenance of those, which works out, I think, might be about $1,500 or so a year. There is actually I put a line item in this year's budget to account for that.
Okay, any further questions in technical?
No, sorry, that was it.
No, very good. Move 7.11, Development Service Activity Report. Are any observations, questions, councillors?
Four Ridge Ready Drive, what tourist accommodation? Was that the caravan park? Or?
That's Samson Cabin to the caravan park.
And Baltis Lane is...
Yep.
Is that the one out there, or is Baltis Lane? I get confused.
It's Baltis Lane out here near the cemetery road.
Airport.
Baldy's Road, Baldy's Lane.
Yeah, I always get them mixed up.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, no questions, councillors? Right, I'll put the motion that those reports are adopted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, okay. So, move over to reports of committees. Okay, so we've got the reports of committees there. Land Tomorrow, RFS, Bushfire Management Committee, Committee of the CEMCC. There's the RERock minutes there and the Joint Organisation minutes there. Are there any questions regarding any of those, councillors?
Just sometimes, anything on some of those RERocks and the JO minutes, the minutes don't tell us that much other than the reports are being noted. It really doesn't tell us anything that's going on.
But it wasn't really at the discussion meeting, was it, really?
It flowed pretty quickly, actually.
It flowed pretty quickly.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, if there's a particular item...
that you'd like clarification.
We can get that information for you.
Right, yeah. There's a couple there that were just... Well, reports are noted that I'd just like to have a quick glance at some of those reports.
Happy to give them to you, Councillor.
Yeah, please bring those back to us. The particular matters.
Oh, I've got a list of my name, I didn't bring it.
Okay, that's fine, Councillor Book. Just give that to General Manager when you can. Are there any further questions on those committee meetings?
Yeah, right there, the RERock. I can't see what the federal changes to the pharmaceutical legislation has got to do with state organisation.
Well, that wasn't anything to do with me.
Yeah, but I'm asking what has that got to do with RERock?
Well, what happened was that was actually brought by the chairman and the general manager of Tomorrow.
Yes.
And by the general manager of the mayor of Cootamundra. So that's where the discussion regarding those things came from. Those pharmacists in those towns that are young pharmacists are concerned that their businesses in those towns are not viable as a result of the changes.
That's a federal issue, not a state issue.
Well, it's a local issue to those towns. And those mayors and general managers brought it to the meeting.
Well,
so that's all you can do.
Have to accept it, because I think that is a federal issue, and you are RERock is meant to deal... I understand their concerns and whatever, but I think that is a federal issue. It has nothing to do with regional organisation of councils, and I think that they're getting into areas that really is not part of their brief.
Well, we make, not just in this area, we make lots of representations to the federal government. Don't we, Mr. General Manager, from those organisations? Well, I have over the years made lots of different representations to the federal government on a range of issues.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. In my short time here, my recollection is there have been a couple of things that have been of a federal nature as opposed to a local or state nature.
But that would be as it affects our shire, not as it affects private business.
Well, I think that the argument that we got from the mayor and the general managers in those towns was that it may affect their services in their shires. That's why they came to us with that concern.
Well, Liz, how would you feel if we lost our two pharmacies because they became non-viable? The council's here to advocate for...
Yeah, I understand that, but the council is, but not RERock. RERock is a different type of organisation. Anyway,
what it is, RERock is just a group of councils.
Yeah, all right, maybe
this is not RERock, this is the JO.
The JO.
I think the JO has some specific things set in their guidelines, and I would have to agree. I'm not 100% sure that's one of them.
I might be wrong, and I understand the advocacy because we don't want to lose pharmacies. Absolutely vital. But I would have thought the JO was more. Anyway, I may be well and truly out of my mind.
I can see your point of view. But look, when the mayors or the GMs come to those meetings and they feel that their communities have got an issue, you know, I think they have every right to bring it to those meetings. Wouldn't you say, Mr. General Mayor?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, and look, it's at the discretion of the chair of the meeting.
To take that on board.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No, that's fine.
Okay, right. Well, if there's no further questions regarding the committees, We'll need to move into confidential matters. Can I have a mover?
Sorry, you need a mover and a seconder for that recommendation to receive and note the.
Oh, can I have a mover to receive and note that recommendation? Those committee reports. Councillor Pennell, Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Now, can I have a mover to move into confidential part of business, please?
I move.
Can I have a seconder, Councillor Moore, Councillor Law, Councillor Moore. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll move into confidential business. Okay, the confidential meeting, part of the meeting tonight, we had two matters. 9.1, property purchase of lot 2, DP 7100250 and 1134, DP 753135, Shamrock Street. And it was resolved unanimously that the recommendation be approved, that recommendation being that Council 1 approve the sale of lot 2, DP 7510250 and lot 1134 DP 753135 West Wylam, New South Wales to the Midwest Fabrication for the agreed price of $70,000 including GST, and two, authorise the Mayor and the General Manager to affix Council seal and sign and execute the sale contract for lot 2 DP 7510250 and lot 1134 DP 753135 West Wylam, New South Wales. The second matter this evening was item 7.7, which is the tender contract management and operation of Holland Park Swimming Pool, West Wylam and Ungerie Swimming Pool. And again, it was unanimously, the recommendation was approved unanimously, and that recommendation being the Council Award Contract Number 82023 for the contract management and operation of Holland Park Pool, West Wylam and Ungerie Pool to the L&R Group to the value of $569,431.50, excluding GST, for a three-year period with a two-year option. Right.